First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. Governor Walker is urging the state Senate to get back together and vote on an incentive package aimed at keeping paper manufacturing jobs in the state. Meanwhile, Walker's former transportation secretary is criticizing the governor's statements on road funding, and a Marinette company is taking steps to clean up groundwater pollution caused by its chemicals. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks.
Let's start with the Kimberly-Clark incentives. Some new news out this week. Yesterday, I think it was. What's going on?
Right. So this started in January when Kimberly-Clark, which is this massive paper company that was founded in Wisconsin, is headquartered in Neenah, but employs about 3,000 people here and mostly in the Fox Valley, they announced that they were doing a big restructuring and closing 10 plants worldwide. And it later came out that they were planning to close two plants in Wisconsin and lay off a bunch of their workforce here. So this triggered a response by lawmakers. Calls for if we could do some sort of incentive package, maybe the company would stay or would not close these plants. And the assembly passed a substantial aid package back in February, and then nothing happened after that. It never got taken up by the Senate. And Kimberly-Clark, meanwhile, has moved forward with its restructuring plans. Now Governor Walker is calling on the state Senate to reconvene, to come in for a special session and pass the assembly bill to try to preserve this Kimberly-Clark plant.
And this one isn't breaking down on strictly partisan lines. Maybe there's some regional differences more than party differences. Here's a listen to Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson, a Democrat, talking about the incentives.
This should have been taken care of months ago. And I think somewhere along the line, you know, we kind of forgot what this is all about. And that is the fate and the fortune of potentially hundreds of workers right here in the Fox Valley.
And we see Governor Walker, a Republican, wants this to happen. The Republican-led assembly wants to pass this. But some Republicans in the state Senate are not on board, Rob.
Right. What appears to be going on here, and I mean, it would seem the reason that it didn't reach the Senate floor in the first place is that Republicans do not seem to have the votes to pass this. There are members of the conservative wing who object to the package as a sort of a corporate welfare or that just the incentives themselves are too expensive or whatever. And on the other hand, I mean, you know, the Outagamie County executive notwithstanding, Democrats are not eager to support this bill either, because if it were to pass, for certain it would instantly become a campaign talking point for Governor Walker as he seeks re-election. Assembly Democrats put forward their sort of their own package. Ultimately, only one Democrat in the assembly voted for the bill that actually passed. So it would be a bit hard to see how Republicans get there, but perhaps Walker, if it's a strong priority for him, maybe he can twist some Republican arms on it.
We'll watch and see what happens. A deadline coming up at the end of the month on that. Elsewhere in Wisconsin politics, there is a governor's race happening. And this week, Governor Walker's former transportation secretary, Mark Gottlieb, renewed his criticism of Walker's approach to road funding. What is he saying?
Sure. Well, so Gottlieb, when he was Secretary of Transportation in the Walker administration, had put forward like some ambitious, expensive budgets for the state's roads, and had argued, you know, made the case for some highway expansion projects and just spending on roads. As we've probably talked about many times, for Governor Walker, the key position is to avoid raising gas taxes. That's been his most important priority. And so, in general, he has tended to not support some of the more expansive transportation plans. Most recently, he made this comment about maybe some of these roads don't need to be expanded that are slated to go from two lanes to four or whatever. And that seems to Gottlieb really did not like that and came out with a lengthy statement and a long interview about what he views as inaccurate statements by the governor.
Now, Gottlieb is the third person who used to work in the Walker administration, now criticizing the governor. That includes ex-corrections secretary Ed Wall, financial institution secretary Peter Bilston. Is this something that you think Democrats will try to capitalize on?
Yeah, I mean, this is not a new tension, and I mean, there is a difference here in that those first two that you mentioned, they have outright endorsed Tony Evers for governor and made ads for him. Gottlieb does not go that far. Although he declined to tell the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who he plans to vote for, so you know you can maybe read into that. But he's not making an endorsement. He's pushing back on factual claims. But he knows. You know, the guy was a former assembly representative, a longtime Republican. He knows that there's an election campaign going on here, and I think he's probably aware of the political import of what he's saying.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from the USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at some of the top stories around Wisconsin this week. Rob, Tyco Fire Products in Marinette County is planning to take measures to prevent toxic chemicals at their testing facility from reaching the waters of Green Bay. Worries about the groundwater pollution from that site in particular. This is a little less of a high-profile story, except in that area, of course. Can you tell us what the problem is, Rob?
Right. Yeah, this is really interesting. So Tyco Fire Products makes fire suppression foam, which is an important tool, really a life-saving tool that firefighters use, but also something that involves toxic chemicals and things you don't want in the water, and they got into the water. So Lee Bergquist of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel wrote about this. He wrote that that emails and other documents around the case have shown that there appear to have been multiple points in the year, in recent years, when chemicals have seeped into the groundwater, and the company now is working on addressing that. They're planning to install these new pollution control systems. They have already offered to pay for water treatment systems for property owners in the area whose wells are found to contain these related chemicals. But we don't, you know, it's a thing where we don't exactly know the extent of this, and more testing is going to be needed, and the full cleanup process could be a while.
Yeah, do we have a sense of, I don't know about the science behind it exactly, a sense of the scale of the cleanup process and how long it could take?
Yeah, so well, this is we should show some caution because this is sort of a it's not like an oil spill. There are more questions here, right? So this specifically involves a type of chemical compound called perfluorinated chemicals, and this is more newer in the research on this is a little less established. Now, they appear to be associated with increased risk of asthma, liver damage, and some cancers. So it's not, there is an issue here, but at the same time, there aren't a lot of existing regulations. For instance, Wisconsin doesn't issue its own regulation on the levels for this particular type of chemical compound. So some of this is just a matter of mitigation and trying to head off any concerns before they would become a concern. You know, in Green Bay water right now, there is nothing but trace amounts of this chemical. So it does not appear that it has gotten into the water in that population center to any extent. But, you know, we're looking at maybe 5 years for the process of the cleanup, and then certainly monitoring. And, this is not – they want to make sure that this doesn't get into water people are drinking.
Briefly, Rob, as we wrap up a happier water story, I didn't know this happened. An annual contest for the state's best-tasting drinking water took place this week in Madison. Who won?
The congratulations to your people, Rob, the good people of Madison who have the best tasting drinking water in Wisconsin. I love this idea because I have a pride about Wausau's delicious drinking water. I go to my parents' house in Illinois, and the water is terrible, which, sorry, Mom and Dad, but, I mean, you know it is true. So I didn't know this was even a thing, but apparently this is the 33rd year they've done this competition, and, Madison, the champion.
We'll leave it there, Rob. Thanks. I'll hoist a glass. I'll do the same.
That's right.
It's Rob Metzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, with us for our weekly look at the top news around the state.